You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
When you read the Bible to this places like this,
你要知道,
you need to know.
这是写圣经的人要我们注意的地方。
This is where the author of the Bible wants us to focus on.
这段圣经,
this passage,
最重要的中心,
the most important emphasis,
就是约押所说的这些话,
are the words spoken by Joab.
如果你读这章圣经,
if you read this passage,
你会注意到,
you will come to notice,
只有约押所说的这几句话里面提到耶和华,
only the words spoken by Joab mention Jehovah.
所以你不要在这章圣经里面去研究兵法,
so don't go and study war strategies in this, this passage.
坦白地讲,
to say it plainly, frankly,
当时约押手上有多少兵, 我们都不知道。
We didn't even know how many troops are on the hands of Joab.
临时打仗, 没有多少兵, 还要兵分二路, 这个真的是兵法上的笨蛋。
Just to hastily gather up your army and then to divide them up into two fronts, this is truly a bad strategy.
还在想说你我不行你来支援我我不行你不行我来支援你,
and to say that if you become weak, I'll come and help you, or I become weak, you come to help me.
那如果两个都不行呢?
What if both of you
自顾都不暇呀,
you can't even take care of yourself.
其实你会读圣经的话,
if you know how to read the Bible,
你就知道这段圣经这个仗不是他们打的呀,
then you know that this battle was not fought by them.
那约押说了些什么呢?
So what did Joab say?
11节和12节,
verse 11 and 12,
约押对亚比塞说,
Joab said to Abishai,
亚兰人若强过我, 你就来帮助我, 亚门人若强过你, 我就去帮助你。
If the Arameans are too strong for me, then you are to come to my rescue. But if the Ammonites are too strong for you, then I will come to rescue you.
约押这句话什么意思呢?
What did Joab mean?
他教我们什么功课呢?
What is he teaching us here?
其实在我们人生的道路中,
actually, on our path in our lives,
我们常常有很多属灵的征战,
often we will have spiritual battles.
那你一定要记住一件事,
that you need to remember one thing.
你需要有弟兄彼此帮助,
you need to have brothers to help one another.
千万别以为自己那么伟大,
do not think of yourself so greatly,
你可以自己面对一切的挑战,
that you may be able to face all challenges.
每一个跌倒的人,
every person who fall,
都是因为他没有属灵的同伴,
is because that they do not have spiritual companions.
你不要骄傲,
do not be arrogant.
想一想,
just think,
耶稣在旷野受试探,
that when Jesus went into the wilderness and he was tempted,
耶稣在克西马尼园祷告,
when Jesus was praying in Gethsemane,
他都需要天使帮忙,
he all required the help of the angels.
你跟我,
for you and I,
就乖一点吧,
let's behave.
不要自己去面对,
don't try to face the challenge yourself.
在路加22章32节,
in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 23,
主耶稣告诉彼得说,
Lord Jesus told Peter,
但我已经为你祈求,
but I have already asked for you,
叫你不至于失了信心, 你回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
Verse 32, I'm sorry. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail, and when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
基督徒要记住,
Christians, you must remember,
你需要别的弟兄让你坚固,
you need other brothers to strengthen you.
你也需要去兼顾别的弟兄,
you also need to strengthen other brothers.
千万不要像创世纪里面有一个混蛋,
do not ever be like there's a foolish one in the book of Genesis.
难道我是看管我弟兄的吗?
Am I here to guard my brother? He said,
记住,
remember,
要兼顾你的弟兄,
you need to strengthen your brothers.
如果你不知道那个人是谁啊, 你就给自己的屁股打一下。
If you don't know who that person is,
太差了, 创世纪的东西都不知道。
Yeah, you should know who he is.
保罗在哥林多前书12章25节那里说,
Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 15? 25.
免得身上分门别类, 总要肢体, 彼此相顾。
Sorry.
Chapter 12.
Yep. Verse 25. Okay. So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other.
但愿神恩待你。
May the Lord have grace upon you.
在你的生命中,
so that in your life,
有弟兄会来关心你,
that there are other brothers that will care for you in your life.
你也会去关心别的弟兄,
but at the same time, you will also care for other brothers.
假如你是新来Smile的,
if you're new to Smile Fellowship,
你可能不知道,
probably still you don't know yet,
圣经中的弟兄有男的也有女的,
that the brothers, the term brothers in the Bible, it includes both men and women. So don't mistake it for just it's a matter of the guys.
然后到了12节,
and then in verse 12,
约押讲了第二个很重要的东西,
Joab said the second important thing.
我们都当刚强，为本国的民和神的诚意做大丈夫。
Be strong and let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God.
为着本国的民和神的诚意。
For our people and the cities of our God.
本国的民跟神的诚意如果用一句话来形容, 那就是耶和华的产业。
If we describe our people and the cities of our God with one sentence, it is the inheritance of our God.
换一句话说,
in another words,
在生命的挑战中,
in the challenges within our lives,
我们要为着神,
for God,
也靠着神,
and relying on God,
不要惧怕,
we should not fear.
面对我们所应该做的事,
we should not be afraid to do what we need to do.
大丈夫,
be strong, be a man.
在圣经里面总共出现了七次,
it appeared seven times in the Bible.
每一次都跟刚强有关系,
every time it is related the matter of being strong.
那是什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
很多的时候我们压力来了,
a lot of times we have pressure upon us.
困难来了,
difficulties.
痛苦来了,
pain, sufferings.
我们啊, 就不是大丈夫,
we will no longer be brave men.
我们是臭豆腐,
we are stinky tofu.
什么叫臭豆腐呢?
What does it mean to be stinky tofu?
臭豆腐的第一个特点就是闻起来不好闻。
The first characteristic of stinky tofu is that it doesn't smell that good.
你知道一个人 whining, 你知道什么 whining 什么意思吗？
You know when a person whines, what does it mean to whine?
我可怜啊。
Oh, I am so pitiful.
这压力太大。
I have so much pressure.
哎呀，这怎么办呢？
What should I do?
哎呀，太痛苦了
I'm suffering.
哎呀，我受不了了
I couldn't bear with it anymore.
哎，没希望了，没希望
There's no hope anymore.
死定了，死定了
I'm truly for sure to die.
这叫大丈夫吗？
Is this brave being brave?
这不是大丈夫
This is not being brave.
这是臭豆腐
This is being stinky tofu.
大丈夫是要有担当的
To be a brave man, you need to be able to bear something.
无论环境多艰难
No matter how difficult the circumstance is
无论压力有多大
No matter how great your pressure is
你要依靠神
You need to rely on God
你要信靠神
You need to trust in God
你要为着神的荣耀
You need to for the glory of God
为着神的产业
For the inheritance of God
你勇敢地面对
You face it bravely
不逃避
You do not flee from it.
不放弃。
You do not give up.
一个大丈夫。
A brave man.
就是随千万人无以往矣的勇气。
Oh, even though millions don't go there, you are still willing to go there.
面对属灵的征战。
Facing spiritual battle.
你要有弟兄帮助你。
You need to have brothers helping you.
你要靠神做你该做的事。
You also need to rely on God to do things that you ought to do.
然后还有第三点。
And there's a third point here.
是十二节的后半段。
Is the latter part of verse 12.
这里中文的翻译啊。
The Chinese translation here.
好像有一点在那个祈求的味道。
Is there's a sense of begging, of beseeching.
其实在原文里面
But in actuality in the original text
这是一个伟大信心的表现
This is the display of great faith
原文直接翻译应该是这么说
If you translate it just straight translation from the original text It should say this
耶和华会成就他认为好的事
That Jehovah will accomplish what he thinks What is good in his sight
当我们能够彼此相顾
When we are willing to care for one another
当我们靠主刚强做大丈夫
When we are being strong and being brave by relying on our Lord
做了我们能够做的事
And we have done the things that we can do
做了我们该做的事
Do the things that we should do
我们可以完全放心地把结果交在神的手上。
Then we can absolutely be at peace to offer up everything to our Lord.
无论事情怎么发展。
No matter how the matter develops.
我们都相信那个结果是耶和华看为好的事。
We all trust that the result will be pleasing to our Lord Jehovah.
有一些读圣经的人。
Some people who read the Bible.
对这一段圣经他们是有一点怀疑的。
To this passage, they have some doubts.
他们认为
They thought
约押这个坏蛋
That Joab, this evil man
诡诈
He is truly cunning.
好流人血
He loves to shed other people's blood.
他哪里能够说出这么有属灵深度的话
How can he say such a spiritual thing?
所以他们认为约押不过就在这里啊，就是说他认命的话就是。
So they think that Joab here is just admitting what the fate that is about to come.
好像约押是说。
It's seemingly that Joab is actually saying this.
我已经尽力了。
I have done everything I can.
耶和华要怎么样就怎么样吧。
The Lord Jehovah will do whatever he wants to do.
其实要知道一件事。
But you need to know this one thing.
神可以用一些很不配的人来告诉我们一些很重要的真理。
God can also use very unworthy men, people to tell us very important things.
所以你不要看不起别人。
So do not despise other people.
第二。
Second.
你要记住一件事。
You need to remember one thing.
约押因为没有从神得到任何的应许。
Joab, because he did not receive any promise from God.
所以他不知道战争的结果会如何。
So therefore, he did not know what the result of the battle will be.
但他会相信一件事。
But he trusts in one thing.
耶和华一定会成就什么事？耶和华看为好的事。
That the Lord will absolutely accomplish what is good in his sight.
你跟我今天要学的
You and I, what we need to learn today
就是相信他不会错
is to trust that he will not be wrong
你知道信心啊
You know, faith
不是在我们什么都完全掌握的时候
does not happen in a circumstance where we are in control of everything
信心是在我们不知道会发生什么事的时候。
To have faith is when we do not know what's going to happen in the future.
但是我们确信耶和华认为好的事是一定成就的。
But we have absolute faith and belief that whatever the Lord, that the Jehovah sees as good will happen.
问题是你愿意不愿意信而顺服在神的主权下。
The question is whether you are willing to trust and obey under the sovereignty of our Lord.
你愿意认为神说好的就是好的吗?
Are you willing to admit that whatever God says good is good?
还是说我就要这个，我就要那个?
Or you keep on saying that is what I want and I want that only.
那个是问题的关键。
That is the point, the matter, in this problem.
最后一段。
So the last section,
你读到这里的时候,
when you read till this point,
其实你要问一个问题,
you need to ask a question.
这亚兰王脑筋出了什么问题?
What happened to the thought of the Arameans?
第一次去打仗是人家给你钱。
First time when you go and fight is because someone gave you money, they hired you.
有好处。
There's benefit to it.
那去打这个仗还有点道理。
So there's reason for you to fight this battle.
结果你去了。
Then you went.
仗还没打你的兵就跑了。
Even before the battle started, your troops fled.
你已经输了。
You lost already.
输了就输了呗。
You lost, take a loss.
就回去没事了嘛。
Just return, the matter is done.
怎么这么想不开啊?
How can you be so, How can you not give it up?
还要再去把兵再调过来。
Then you regrouped your troops.
然后还要去打。
And you go and want to fight once again.
结果呢?
What happened?
一样。
Same result.
又是没打。
Again, it's even before the battle started.
就输了。
You lost.
那这次输得更惨。
And this time it's even a greater defeat.
连他的大将军也给干掉了。
Even his great commander was killed.
你读圣经读到这里。
When you read to this point,
你要问。
You need to ask.
这亚兰王为什么这么笨?
Why was the Aramean king so foolish?
亚兰的军队为什么这么差?
Why was the...Was the troop of the Arameans so bad?
你如果知道历史
If you know history
你如果读圣经的旧约读熟一点
If you are familiar, become familiar with the Old Testament
你就知道亚兰王是脑筋很好的人了
You will need to know that the king of the Arameans, he was very smart
亚兰的军队是很厉害的军队啊
Aramean had...Great army, had a great army.
那怎么会在这两场战争中就死得这么惨呢?
Then what happened here? They suffered great defeat in two battles.
有没有可能啊?
Is there a possibility?
是耶和华的手在背后。
That the hand of Jehovah is in the midst.
神要借着这两次莫名其妙的战役。
God wants to use these two very unreasonable battles
让大卫知道一件事
to allow David to see
好心是有好报的
that when you have good intention or good deeds, the good will return to you.
人的猜疑。
The guessing of men.
人的愚蠢。
The foolishness of men.
都不能够改变耶和华赏善罚恶的原则。
Cannot change the principle from Jehovah where he will bless upon the good and punish the evil.
耶和华神
The God Jehovah
借着大卫向哈嫩施恩典这件事
Through the matter of David showing kindness to Hanun
奇妙地帮助了大卫把他视为所有的仇敌一次搞定
Miraculously helped David to conquer all the enemy that surrounded David
谁说好心没好报呢
Who said that your good deeds will not have a good return?
当时大卫也许看不见好报
Maybe David did not see you know, what was the good in return in here
要两次战役之后他才看见
But after the two battles, then he saw.
我们今天活在地上
Nowadays, when we live in this world,
我们也会遇到一些情况
We will also face some situations.
我们做了神喜欢我们做的事
We have done what God is pleasing, what God wants us to do.
我们施恩典给别人
We have shown kindness to others.
结果好心没好报。
But the result is that nothing good came in, coming,
被人误会。
People misunderstand us.
甚至于有的时候还被人家欺负。
Even sometimes we're bullied by other people.
请你记得大卫在第十章的故事。
Please remember the story of David in chapter 10.
耶和华依然坐着为王。
The Lord Jehovah is still sitting upon the throne.
这一章圣经
This chapter
很重要的一个思想
There's a very important thinking here.
就是告诉我们
It is there to tell us
耶和华坐着为王。
That Jehovah is the king upon the throne.
他赏善罚恶。
That he will bless the good and punish the evil.
这是为什么 Mother Teresa
That is why Mother Teresa says
曾经说过一段话
Once she said
非常有智慧
It was filled with wisdom.
她说人们经常是不讲道理的
It's that people are often unreasonable.
没有逻辑的和以自我为中心的
Illogical and self-centered.
不管怎样，你要原谅他们。
Forgive them anyway.
即使你是友善的，人们可能还是会说你自私和动机不良。
Even if you're kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives.
不管怎样，你还是要良善。
Be kind anyway.
当你功成名就，你会有一些虚假的朋友和一些真实的敌人。
If you're successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies.
不管怎么样，你还是要争取成功。
Succeed anyway.
即使你是诚实和率直的，人们可能还是会欺骗你。
If you're honest and frank, people may cheat you.
不管怎样，你还是要诚实和率直。
Be honest and frank anyway.
你多年来营造的东西，有人可以在一夜之间把它摧毁。
What you spent years building, someone could destroy overnight.
不管怎么样，你还是去营造。
Build it anyway.
如果你找到了平静和幸福，别人会嫉妒你。
If you find serenity and happiness, they may be jealous.
不管怎么样，你还是要快乐。
Be happy anyway.
你今天做的善事，人们往往明天就会忘记。
The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow.
你还是要做善事。
Be good anyway.
即使把你最好的东西给了这个世界，也许这些东西永远都不够。
Give the world the best you have, and it may be never be enough.
不管怎么样，把你最好的给这个世界。
Give the world the best you have, anyway.
说到底，这是你和上帝之间的事，而绝不是你和别人之间的事。
You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It is never between you and them, anyway.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，求你用着这些话。
Lord, please use these words.
让我们记住你是什么样的一位神。
So that way we may remember what kind of God you are.
你喜欢向人施恩。
You like to show kindness to men.
就帮助我们也向众人施恩。
Help us so that we may show kindness to others.
即使很多的时候我们会遭到误会。
Even so, sometimes we may be misunderstood.
让我们记住。
Allow us to remember.
你是一位赏善罚恶的神。
That you are the God who bless the good and punishes the evil.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.